escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
Two down, bottom nine, 6-4 Red Sox. Tying run at the plate. Pitch is a high fly into left field. Duran, though, has room. Backing up to his left. He's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox come to D.C., and they sweep the Nationals in the nation's capital. They're back above 500. Rafaela and Story homer to back Garrett Crochet, and the Red Sox roll in Washington.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
What a way to start your show when somebody in your ear says, you guys are both hot, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. We are good-looking fellas here on WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. It was a great American weekend, at least for the Red Sox and those of us here at WEEI Afternoons. Those of us who are back in, optimism. There is a buzz at Fenway Park, literally and figuratively, because the literal part is a guy with a drill drilling something into concrete just outside the studio. So if you hear a buzz, that's what that is, Fitzy.
There's always somebody either with one of those giant, I don't know what they are. They're sort of like floor cleaners, Andy. It looks like a plastic Zamboni they often use for like industrial surfaces.
Oh, yeah. To clean the floors. And I swear they just move the dirt around.
Yeah, that's all they do. Side note, I just have to mention this real fast. Be a lot of side notes today because it's that kind of good vibe show. I saw the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life this weekend. I know you are proponent numero uno of the zero-turn mower. It's like one of the three things that change your life.
Changes your life, absolutely.
Have you ever seen the Roomba lawnmower?
Yeah, actually was talking to my brother-in-law about it. I don't know if he has the brand name, but he has a cordless robotic lawnmower thing that he now uses. The most interesting thing I found
out,
he likes it. He says it's very random. It doesn't mow in like perfectly straight lines like you would. You're not going to get a manicure.
I've seen one operating before.
It's all over the map. It just does what it wants.
Yeah.
But by the end of the day, it will have
so
gotten
it's like
all
our
of
show.
Your lawn. A little bit, probably a little meandering like our show, but gets the job done.
And the final product kind of makes you go, oh, was that really worth it? Like, that's kind of what it ends up looking
like.
Yes,
and he did say that if you really care about your lawn or you want to look a certain way, like, it's probably not for you, but if you're just looking to avoid mowing your lawn.
It's a means to an end.
Right.
Yeah.
And he did say that it also, they've tested it out, because I was like, what if a baby is lying in your lawn? What would happen to said baby?
Yeah, what if my dog is just napping and refuses to get up?
So I guess they went out there and stood in front. It bounces off of you. It hits you and then like recalculates and just goes about its business in a different direction.
That thing is freaking. I feel like I saw the future right across. I was pulling in to get the kids ice cream the other night. And I turned around to the other side and I just saw this big gray disc. And it was just like you were saying, going in the most random. It wasn't
just
like
doing whatever a drunk.
It was just going. We watched it for 20 minutes with utter fascination. Anyway, that was positively incredible. But yeah, dude, this was a great vibes, great all American weekend. Nice extended weekend too. You know, we had the 3rd of July. You and Teddy took home the show as well. Good stuff. Listening to Teddy talk about all the running backs he either did love tackling or wanted to tackle. I had no idea he had those particular feelings about Mike Allstott as well.
Yeah.
And then I tell you, every time we break into a TED talk, you learn something new or two. 4th of July was amazing. Looks like you had an awesome 4th of July in the South Coast. And then the weekend was just full of the Red Sox winning and banana ball. Like, you can't ask for much more as a regional sports fan.
The Boston Red Sox were very entertaining in their games played in Washington, and there was some entertaining bananas basketball, baseball here at Fenway Park. We'll get into that a little bit later. We had a correspondent on the ground at Fenway. Fitzy was taking it in with the fam, but we got to start with the Red Sox, who I've said, you know, just when you think you're all in on them, they push you back out. But the opposite is true. Like the Godfather says, just when you think you're out, they go sweep a team that they're probably supposed to sweep. A team that then subsequently fired their general manager and their manager because they are so floundering right now. And now you have the Colorado Rockies, historically bad baseball team here at Fenway Park. You got 7 games left before the All-Star break. All your offseason additions make the All-Star team. You got Bregman coming back. You got, it was a little hurtful to listen to Jones and Keefe earlier call Yoshida a pocket-sized first baseman with a wee little mitt and making wee little scoops over there. Well, care for it.
Andy, you tower over Yoshida, bro.
I know, and that's why I'm rooting for him. Who says you have to be tall to play first? If you guys make good throws, I don't need to be tall. I only need to be tall if you guys are not accurate with your throws. That's a you problem, not a me problem. Marcelo Meyer, maybe don't bounce every throw over to Yoshida when he gets over there.
No, but he's pretty good at that, though. That's a, he does it. It's an
you think it's all intentional?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Oh, I don't know
wait,
about
really?
That.
Wait, really? You serious, Dan? Like some of those I mean, everything comes in hot. With, you know, with like Nomar like speed and accuracy, but you think
he skipped
passing something learned?
I think instead of trying to throw it on a line, throwing it in an uncomfortable spot to make a pick, I do think he's purposely bouncing it once or twice so that Toro has a better chance to pick it, or whoever's at first. Yeah, I do think it's by design.
Put a pin in that, because I would like to ask that question of the manager on Wednesday when we talk to Alex Cora here at Fenway Park. But the Red Sox are winning. They're scoring runs. We're starting to get away from Fitzy, the aberrational, they scored 14, which sways their run differential. They're starting to score runs in bunches. They got runs early yesterday to give Crochet a little bit of a breather because he did not have his best stuff. They get the win. They get the sweep. They get Chapman in the 8th and Hicks in the 9th holding on for dear life for a save. But Fitzy, I feel like we ask this question almost every Monday or at least once a week.
Don't do it.
Are you feeling it? Are you buying in? I wouldn't ask Ted if he were here because I know the answer. No. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your freaking mind, Andy? No, I'm not buying
into
this team. But
what's wrong with you? You out of your mind? No, listen. I just look at the numbers. I'm being a realist here, unlike you two fanboys. Listen.
Realism is they're only 2.5 out of the wild card. They've jumped a couple teams. It's no more like 6 teams in front of them to get to the wild card. The realism is the Yankees are falling like a stone. They've won 3 in a row. That's the
Toronto's
realism,
hot, just like Cora told us, too. Remember, at the beginning of the season, he said, we're a good baseball team. Toronto, that's a good baseball team. So
screw Toronto. They don't have an ace.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Screw Toronto anyway. By the way, that's where Stiz knows this. That's where they filmed Jason Takes Manhattan, by the way. So anyway, there's your horror movie tidbit for the day. First thing I'd like to do, Andy, is update the tote board for your Boston Red Sox to get to 92-70. Right now, we need the Boston Red Sox the remainder of the season to go 46-25.
More doable by the day. You won 3 in a row already. You're going to win 3 more in this series against the Rockies. 6 in a row. Bump up the tote board. You're rolling towards the trade deadline and the All-Star break. I almost swallowed my own tongue there.
You got 6 games
I think Ted somewhere grabbed my tongue. You're like the ghost of Ted. He's not dead yet, but the ghost of Ted was like, stop it.
You felt a pen hurtling your way, except it wasn't a bad call. It was fluffing up the socks. 46-25 the remainder of the way.
Yeah.
Yes, they've won 5 of their last 6. Yes, they went and they did their job on a very patriotic weekend in the nation's capital. Some of you at home might be saying, whatever, they just beat a crappy team on the weekend, whatever.
That's a step forward for them. That's a step forward for them.
A win is a win. A win is a freaking win.
But a lot of times they'd play a crappy team like, I don't know, the Angels and get their asses swept and sent home unhappy. So
correct.
If I'm if I'm going to lament the losses to teams I think you should beat, then when you actually beat them, I need to compliment you. I can't put you in a no-win situation if you're the Boston Red Sox. You beat a team you're supposed to beat. Guess what? Now there's another one coming to your park, and you got to do it again.
Andy, is there anything to this second side note of the day, sir? Is there anything to the possible hashtag Trump bump? Since since they stopped by 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, wait a minute. Can somebody...
47.
Andy is the one to answer that question.
Yeah, MAGA heart in the building here at Fenway Park. Why were they at the White House? I missed that.
They were in Washington, D.C., and a bunch of them just wanted to visit the White House.
Except for my guy, my ace. You know where my ace was. You saw that, right?
No. He was at the zoo, right?
My ace was at the panda exhibit at the National Zoo, baby.
Oh, he was at the panda exhibit.
Yeah, he put it on IG.
Oh, he is your ace.
Garrett Crochet was
just
checking out.
Just blocking out the noise visiting pandas.
Do we not call him the pig anymore? Do we have to call him the panda?
The panda?
No, that was Sandoval's nickname.
That was a fat, disappointing player. No, we'll stick with the pig, but he likes pandas. A pig who likes pandas. But yeah, that jumped up at me like, why are they at the White House? You know, you're supposed to have to win to get to the White House, and they didn't. I'd like to see you there next year at this time. But so now we're calling this the Trump bump.
Lawn.
It wasn't just a big, beautiful bill. It also has something in there where Red Sox get good after he signs it into law. Is that how that works?
So five out of six, sweeping the Washington Nationals. I got to say, I am a little bit fearful, though. See, here's the Ted Johnson, like, you know, be mindful from whence you came type of other shoe to drop, simplex, if you will, because, oh, now you got the Rockies and you got the Rays. You should sweep the Rockies. Of course, anything else would be uncivilized, as Reichard used to say. And then, you know, we'll see what happens with the Rays. 1 out of 3, 2 out of 3, you know, 5-1 heading into the All-Star break.
You got to go 5-2. Yeah, you got to go. I think you got to win five of 5-2. The 7 left. You get 4 with the Rays and 3 with the Rockies. I think you got to. So if it's a sweep of the Rockies and a split with the Rays, mm-hmm. gets you to 5-2. Now, if you put a little extra pressure, you only go 2-1 against the Rockies. Then you got to take 3 out of 4 from the Rays. But I think you need 5 wins in the next 7 days, mm-hmm. and that would give you what, 8 in your last. 10 games, 8-2 to go into the break, something like that.
They've won 5 of their last 6, yep.
Yeah, like, you need this momentum because there are still a crap ton of doubters out there. And we're going to get to, in my opinion, maybe the most enlightening poll I've ever put on Twitter for WEEI Afternoons today. Really, really kind of surprised me, even though I do get this sense of doubt still in Red Sox Nation, and it's not just Ted Johnson. You get it from all over the place. I saw my buddy Hector Longo, former columnist from the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, you know, trolling, doing some of that how happy are Red Sox fans going to be? Like Vince McMahon, he put the Vince McMahon gif where he does like that big, like, I got a big dong walk out of the arena.
Actually,
thing. I'm
the person who should be doing the Vince McMahon power walk from that world famous gif should be Breslow, because all the three big guys he acquired in the offseason. Just to let everybody know, those are your all-stars.
Well, yeah, but he only gets credit for 2 out of 3. They had to twist his arm to get Bregman. He doesn't really get credit for that. He gets credit for Chapman and Crochet. You know who I think should be doing that? And he should do it with a cigar in his mouth? John Henry. Because he's the one that greenlit all of that to take place. He is
and
the
sent
reason.
Raffy packing.
Absolutely. So if there's anybody that should be doing the Vince McMahon walk into the all-star break and the trade deadline, it's John Henry, which... As you like to say, Fitzy, side note, I'd pay to see John Henry walk like that out of some random door at Fenway Park.
And also, by the way, honest to God, if John Henry, first of all, he got free rent over the weekend because his team was on the road and his ballpark was absolutely packed. I don't know what kind of cut they get per seat and for every T-shirt, bandana, hat and glove sold over the weekend. But John Henry should be pimping out his walk bigly today for the way things have gone for him the past week. A random Red Sox, not tinkle pants inquiry, but should I be a little worried that Crochet hasn't been like lights out the last 2 starts?
I would say tune in at 3:00 and we will have a definite take in regards to that situation that Crochet hasn't been great of late, but typical Boston. So we got Bayo pitching pretty damn good. We got Giolito turning a corner. We got Walker Buehler not sucking.
Making an MLB quality start this time around.
And we're going to complain about a win from Crochet that saw him get his 150th K of the season, continue to roll, right? You know, like, that's good enough other than the expectations he has set to be a true pig.
Yeah.
To be the best pitcher, you know, in the AL, or one of the top two or three best pitchers in the AL. That's a good place to be, because that means he's pitched really well over the first half of the season. And, yeah, so we'll get into that 3 o'clock three-point stances. I'm going to give you just a little teaser. One of our three-point stances will revolve around Crochet and the way he's pitched lately. But I do feel a little bit of momentum. The offense has, I don't know if I'm willing to say turn the corner, because my one weirdness with enjoying the offense is, am I now supposed to acknowledge that Jarren Duran is no longer the leadoff hitter every night for the Boston Red Sox? Is that sort of a thing?
It kind of feels like Jarren Duran is being morphed into a different baseball player this season, because he's not the leadoff fire starter. He's not the catalyst. Put it this way, Andy. Wherever he hits, he hasn't quite been the catalyst that he was last year and that he is, that we thought he was evolving into on the team. He still may be an emotional leader. He still may be a very important player in the clubhouse and in the field and in the lineup. But he doesn't feel like he is that spark plug for the offense. I mean, when you hear like, oh, wow, Nate Eaton, you know, Sox wouldn't have gotten all those wins this weekend without Nate Eaton. You're like, excuse me? Who?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say Jarren Duran. You're supposed to say,
They did. They just said that a few batters later, lower in the lineup. Yeah, it's weird. And I continue to wonder, and again, we'll talk to our buddy Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, on Wednesday here at Fenway Park, 2:30. I thought at some point we'd be settling into, especially post-Devers, okay, I give you a while to figure things out, a lineup, and I don't know that we're ever going to have a lineup for the Boston Red Sox where when Dan Ball's doing a trending, he can just go
lineup?
Top of head, I know what it is. No, he has to check every freaking day, because you never know who is going to be where in the 1-9, Dan.
I also almost always say Rafael Devers is the DH hitting second. I still have to stop myself when I get to that point.
That's force of habit.
Yes, very much so. I should pay attention
concept,
to that more.
Proof of concept was last week's team/afternoon expression. This week it's going to be force of habit as well, and I totally understand that. Andy, we're getting to a point, guys. You know, do you think that now the Boston Red Sox lineup is kind of turning into the baseball equivalent of the Patriots offensive line last year? It's been more productive of late, obviously, so you can't compare it in terms of on-field play, but the Patriots had to start a different offensive line, crossing sports, I apologize, every single week. These lineups, I mean, how many games in a row are they ever the same? Tops? 3? 4?
It's never
contiguous.
I would dare you to find 4 lineups in a row that have been the same with this team this year. I bet it doesn't exist. And I see Dan Ball in the corner of my eye Googling away over there, AI-ing, asking
stats
some bot
and
or
research.
Something. Elon Musk is using a lot of power somewhere to answer this question for Dan Ball. But no, I would say it's not even that. And again, some of it by choice, some of it by slump. You know, you've had these guys that are anointed a certain thing at the top of the order, and then they slowly make that trek like it shoots and ladders, sliding back down the order from 2 to 3 to 4. I will say Roman Anthony continues to look like and act like and play like a big leaguer. All of the numbers on him.
He's turning into a thing, Andy. Watch out. He's turning into a thing.
And he's your two-hitter, and his life is going to get easier. Do we think, Dan Ball, he will be the two-hitter ahead of Alex Bregman? Is there a chance?
This is Roman Anthony?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. I think he may end up I don't have any reason behind this. I think he's a three-hitter, and I think Bregman, who's been a career two-hitter in Houston, should have been your two-hitter all the time, but they had to kowtow to Devers, which is fine. I think it goes insert whoever's your leadoff hitter here, then Bregman, then Anthony as your three.
Interesting.
What's the OPS and the WAR on Roman Anthony versus Rafael Devers since the trade? I bet
Devers
Roman
is
Anthony,
not good. I can tell you that much.
Because
Devers was, what was he below? Who did we throw out last week that we had a better WAR than him since the trade? It was some random.
Oh, it was Jordan Hicks.
Oh, it was Jordan Hicks who had pitched one game. He had made his Red Sox debut.
0.1 versus 0 was your WAR. Yeah.
So I think Roman Anthony is probably doing okay there. But the biggest question is, are you starting to buy? What does it take to get you to buy? Do they need to get to the All-Star game with a record above 500? Does it have to be extended above 500? Because as Dan Ball just told me, What'd you say? It was 16 times they've been at 500?
They are a league-leading 16 times at 500, one more than the Reds. I wish we knew that at the time, that it was the ultimate mediocrity bowl that was happening.
You mean when I was fluffing it up as the two greatest managers in the history of the Boston Red Sox, it was really just two mediocre baseball
teams? Well, yeah, it's great managers with just ball clubs that make you want to tear your hair out.
But you need to get to the point, if you're the Red Sox, where you get past that and at least get some of the passionate believers to really buy in. I don't know if Ted Johnson's one of those. We can talk to him tomorrow. We can figure out as the week goes on, as this series goes on. I can tell you one thing. If there's anybody that's going to be walking in like Vince McMahon, it'll be Ted Johnson if the Red Sox lose tonight to something called, what's Gomer's first name? Gomber. Do I say the B or is it silent?
Austin Gomber.
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 That's not, that's not a real person. I refuse that. That's like off the actual names Twitter feed. Like, there's no way. Of course, he is going up against Dick Fitz. So
Dick Fitz and Austin Gomber. The good thing for the Red Sox, though, Austin Gomber does not strike anyone out. And a Red Sox team that is, 32-15 with less than 10 strikeouts, they are going to strike out less than 10 times tonight. I guarantee.
There's no reason they shouldn't feed tonight, Andy. No reason.
You're putting your money where your mouth is, getting your gambling app out. You're going to put a little something, something, a little sprinkle, a couple units.
I am. Actually, when we go to commercial break, I am going to try to make back the several hundreds of dollars that I spent yesterday on the family.
Oh, now you're going to bitch about it? Jesus.
No, I'm proud to have spent the money.
You gave your family an entertaining day at the ballpark, a unique experience, and all you can think about is a couple $100 that, by the way, you saved when you didn't have to pay for dinner with the WEEI Afternoons boys the other night. Yes, Dan Ball.
Oh, that's true.
The numbers since the trade for you, Fitzy. Roman Anthony, 273 batting average, 385 on base, and a 409 slug. That's a .5 war. For Rafael Devers, 239, 353 on base, and a 394 OPS, a war of exactly zero. So advantage, Roman Anthony by a considerable amount.
How do you like those particular apples, Andrew?
Now compare their contracts. Talk about bang for your buck. Roman Anthony getting it done, although making himself some money by not even being close or having conversations about a long-term contract extension with the Boston Red Sox, who won three in a row against the Nationals. They broke that franchise's back so much they fired their GM and their manager.
They're going to get cleaned out this year, baby.
What do they get as a parting gift for that? They get the Colorado Rockies, a historically bad baseball team coming to Fenway Park. Yes, Dan Ball.
Just to answer one more question, because I know you've had a lot. The Red Sox have had 73 total batting orders this season.
Stop. Out of 91 games?
Yeah.
I told you.
You've got to be messing me.
It's every night. It's the beauty of it.
Four out of five. That's
keeps
bonkers.
Core on his toes. Keeps him on it. Or Breslow or whoever, whichever computer you believe spits out the lineup.
They have two different orders that they've gone with that have lasted or that have been the same for three games, and that is the most continuity.
They've never gotten to four games.
They have never gotten they do not have a lineup that has been the same four games this season.
Wow. Yeah, that's for those of you that think Alex Cora is overrated, what's he do? He does nothing.
Yeah.
He told us the lineup is his, and the lineup is different every freaking night out of necessity for this baseball
not
team.
A good thing, I don't know.
But they are winning games now. They're above 500. They are rolling, and the Rockies come to town. We'll continue to talk about that, but we also have to talk about what's been good consistently from the first half of the season. The Red Sox have three All-Stars. They are new to Boston, and I think that should tell you something about what should be done at the trade deadline. We'll pull it all together next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball in his little ice cream helmet t-shirt has what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's a great shirt. I will hear nothing else. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by CCL, your local Timber Tech dealer. The Red Sox completed the series sweep over the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon. The final score of Game 3 was 6-4. Garrett Crochet with his ninth win of the season. Jordan Hicks with his first save as a member of the Red Sox. Boston returns home to open up a 7-game homestand that will bring them into the All-Star break. Game 1 of their series against the Colorado Rockies is tonight at 7:10. Richard Fitz will start against Austin Gomber. And you can listen to the game on WEEI. WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. Reliever Aroldis Chapman, third baseman Alex Bregman, and left-handed starter Garrett Crochet were named All-Stars on Sunday. All three are returning All-Stars, though this is their first selection as members of the Red Sox. It's the eighth overall selection for Chapman, third for Bregman, and second for Crochet. The Anfernee Simons-Drew Holiday trade between the Trailblazers and Celtics is now official, without the previously reported second-round picks going from Portland to Boston. The final deal is a straight one-for-one player swap. The Kristaps Porzingis trade was also officially announced by the Seas earlier today. In soccer, Mexico defeated the United States 2-1 to win a 10th CONCACAF Gold Cup title, and the Revolution return to action on Wednesday at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. It is never too early to start planning for your new deck and rail system from TimberTech. TimberTech is the number one premium advanced PVC and composite decking that captures the beauty of real wood. Visit CCL in Abington today to see a huge selection of TimberTech products, or check us out online at cclco.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
This year we got three. And congratulations, Alex. You're the first pitcher in Red Sox history with 140-plus strikeouts and an ERA below 240 in the first 18 games. These, you're an all-star. The other one,
All-star selections by relief pitchers. Mariano Rivera with 12, Craig Kimbrell with 9, Luke Gossage with 8, Aroldis Chapman with 8. Hey.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Garrett Crochet, Aroldis Chapman, and Bregman.
You missed it to say Garrett Crochet.
I missed it there. What did Cora call Crochet? What did he call him?
He called him Beast.
Beast.
Beast. Isn't
that awesome?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So Pig is not sticking. It's Beast.
I think Pig is more of a media term. That's a Lou Maloney term.
Yeah.
Beast is now our inside the locker room look at what they call him, which is awesome, by the way.
Pig. Yeah. Pig is sort of like the role he plays. Like, you know, you can just get out there. He's going to eat. That pig's going to feed. Whereas him being the Beast, I guess that's his nickname. So I guess we have to, as a show and fan base, pivot to Beast on the mound.
Yeah,
absolutely. Beast mode?
I like Beasts. Because Pig has, sometimes people are like, what does Pig mean? Is that a cop? Are you getting slaughtered? Like, there's different things.
There are connotations to the term,
And I get the upside to it, but Beast is just, you're a beast. If you're a beast, people know it. Beast mode, we've seen with Marshawn Lynch. I like Beast. But you notice there's a connectivity between the three All-Stars for the Boston Red Sox this year. They are all newcomers to the organization.
Mm. Whoa.
They are tremendous additions. You got a couple great free agent signings. Then you got a great trade / extension. Now, I'm not one of those that gives all the credit to Breslow, because we've sort of heard pretty definitively he didn't want Alex Bregman to be on the baseball team, that Alex Cora lobbied and kind of made that happen, as well as John Henry, by paying him $41 million a year, helped make that happen. But in totality, I am going to tie two things together that I don't know if people really will do, but those All-Star selections to me mean after the All-Star break, you should have full confidence in Craig Breslow to go out there and make moves, because the guy has shown he's got a little bit of Midas touch going on. We'll even get into Walker Buehler. Maybe he's turned a corner here in terms of his career demise. The coffin that Dan Ball put a final nail in a few weeks ago, that is not quite, he's a little Undertaker-esque. He smashed through that coffin and he sat up and says, not done yet. But Fitzy, am I reading too much into this idea that they had three key additions in the offseason? All three have fit in well, been among their three best players. They're going to the All-Star game. Shouldn't that give us a little more rope or freedom for Craig Breslow to go out there and attack the trade deadline? Because, well, when he brings guys here lately, they do a pretty damn good job.
Yeah, this should buy him exactly what he needs to operate, so as to bring in a right-handed bat for the infield, for the outfield, another starter. Although, you know, once again, Andy, with Fitz and Hauk and Dobbins and everyone else having these well-reported upon rehab outings in Portland, Worcester, etc., we could get back soon into another problem of like, the Red Sox, they have too many good starters. What are they going to do?
Not doing that. Nope. Speaking of things we're not allowing here on the show, we're not allowing that talk until it's an absolute...
But we got five aces. Tell you.
In fact, stick around at 3 o'clock. Somebody has concerns about your one ace, one of your all-stars. Dan Ball's three-point stance will be in regards to the Beast.
So we're not leaving any mystery out there, okay.
No, cool. We're starting.
Yeah,
the morsels are getting bigger.
You want me to do it now, Stiz? Give me 60 seconds, I'll do it.
In the 3 o'clock hour, Dan Ball, in the 3 o'clock hour, Dan Ball is going to announce that he's breaking up with his girlfriend.
My girlfriend, Cardi B, yeah.
Exactly.
Who may or may not be a dude, according to what I've seen on social media.
Oh, don't.
Come on.
What?
Andrew.
I saw the photos with my own eyes. I saw it.
May or may not be a dude.
I'm just
saying.
That's
the kind of salacious rumor mongering I thought this show was better than. Spoiler alert, we're not. Okay.
We're not better.
Anyway.
No.
Leash. That's exactly what he should be given. You should have a case of Breslow being given the room to operate, the financial flexibility, and a certain cachet of players. They should sit down in a big boardroom, probably with a lot of, Awaken 180 approved food. Energy drinks, and sit down and say, okay, here are the players that are untouchable that the organization is going to lean on over the next 5 years. Here are the ones that are the disposables, expendables, etc. Here's how much money you have to operate. What do we need and how do we go get it? Because if you're looking at a Red Sox team that gets more of these pitchers back and gets the bump from Alex Bregman and adds the pocket first baseman in Masataka Yoshida, I'm not going to play the whole like, wow, it's like they traded for two All-Stars. No, these are ball players that we have expected to get returns on that haven't contributed in a long time. The team has been different. We've recalibrated our expectations. Now you need to let Breslow cook and go get another bat and another arm. And this team can honestly contend. And then we can stop talking about them as disappointing and start wondering exactly who they may be matching up against. That's the kind of confidence I want to go into August with, Andy.
Speaking of confidence, that was the topic of today's show poll on Twitter at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. I asked Red Sox fans, what is your current confidence level that the Red Sox will add to / upgrade the roster at the Major League Baseball trade deadline? And the options I gave, Fitzy, were fully confident, still dubious, or don't think they will. Fitzy, what do you believe is winning right now on the poll?
I'm going to go with still dubious, probably with about 50% of the poll.
No, don't what? Think they will is 50% of the poll. Still dubious is an also strong 39% of the poll. And Whoa. If you do some quick math in your head out there in your car and then listening on your radio, you realize that means only 11% of respondents are fully confident that the team will upgrade or get better, be added to, despite the fact that both Breslow and Sam Kennedy have said they're going to add. They even said they were going to add before the team swept the Nationals. There's even more reason to believe they're going in the right direction. Yet, mm-hmm. No one seems to trust them or believe in them. They've been beaten to a pulp in recent years, Fitzy, with these proclamations about trade deadlines, about free agency in the offseason, about the interest kings. Only 10% of Red Sox fans essentially believe that they're going to add to a baseball team that they have basically promised they're going to add to. That's how bad their credibility has gotten. And you know what that makes me feel? Even better. Because I think the new John Henry, the cigar-smoking John Henry, wants to prove that. Wants to be credible. Wants to be competitive in the city of Boston. Wants to be sort of on the airwaves in sports talk radio. I think they're going to make a massive, massive move at the trade deadline.
Ooh,
Am I a little gullible, Andy? Am I a little gullible, Andy, again?
Not a big move? A massive move?
Massive.
You really, like, so what are we talking? Are we talking franchise-altering, season landscape reconfiguring? What kind of
Matt Olson and Mason Miller?
Could you just have left Mason Miller out of one possible move?
How about Matt Olson and a top three starter? Matt Olson and a top three starter.
Sandy Alcantara from Miami.
Sure.
Give you that.
How about Matt Olson and Sandy Alcantara? And you have a starting pitcher and you have a first, no more lineup changes with first base involved. You have a first baseman. How do we like Dem Apples? Because I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. You look at this team, you could trade very easily. Very easily, you could trade Jarren Duran. I know some people don't want to hear it, but you could trade Jarren Duran and be fine in the outfield. In fact, it would make things easier on the guy putting the lineup out on a nightly basis. You could trade Christian Campbell and be fine because he doesn't actually play for the Boston Red Sox. He has a $64 million contract to play for the Woo Sox. You could trade the freaking password. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to call him the password. You have prospects and you have big leaguers that you could trade to add to this baseball team. So why am I being naive to think that they could go out and make a splash at the trade deadline?
I don't think you're necessarily being naive. It's just hard to think that the Red Sox, even though they have a glut of young outfielders and it feels almost inevitable that one of them is going to get moved as the cornerstone, as the centerpiece of some sort of blockbuster or massive trade as you're proposing here, it still just feels like, wow, Campbell and Duran or Campbell and Abreu would be that would be a trade deadline to remember. That's the earth shattering move that you're talking about right there. I don't think it is.
To me, the earth shattering move is to trade Aroldis Chapman, another guy who's been rumored.
That's not earth shattering. Look, they're already warming up Jordan Hicks behind him just to sort of like make sure
I won't accept that. Even if they get a good return, I won't accept it. Because if you trade your all-star closer, then stop telling me you're planning on playing important games in September and October. Because important games in September and October, you need an all-star closer. You don't send him unless Mason Miller comes back in return.
That was going to be the one caveat I'd give you is
three-team trade?
Unless you have a cost-controlled closer that's coming back.
Okay, but other than that, you can't. Whereas if you trade Abreu, Duran, Campbell, do we like them? Do we think they might have futures in Boston? Sure. But do we have some redundancy? Do we have the ability to put out a lineup every night without them? Absolutely. And if you are filling a massive hole, maybe something called first base that's been a massive hole for like 5 years now, save for about a month and a half of Casas 2 years ago, if you're getting Matt Olson, I think that changes everything. So I think the Boston Red Sox are going to be active at the trade deadline, and so do the callers because they are lining up to talk Red Sox trade deadline options. We will be right back with your phone calls talking about Matt Olson, Mason Miller, Sandy Alcantara, and everybody else that's coming to Boston, baby, because there's some momentum here with the Boston Red Sox. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Our phone lines are open.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Hey, everybody, it's WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park. Fitzy, you know you loved that. Fitzy, you know you loved it.
Fitzy is here, and Fitzy loved it.
Hey, everybody.
I love the fact, Andy, I just love the fact that there's excitement, engagement, energy. So the triple three, the EEE, if you will. I know you're all about the EEA, energy, effort, and attitude. Excitement, engagement, and energy around the Boston baseball scene at large. From all the vibes from yesterday's Savannah Bananas to people wanting to talk about trades to people falling back into the trap. I swear to God, this Red Sox season is like this. It is the equivalent of like having a banger on the 4th of July, waking up the next morning going, oh man, I should probably exercise more and put down the Miller Lights for a week. And then by 3 o'clock, you're like, what time's happy hour? Like, that's what this Red Sox season is.
Were you at my house on Saturday? Did you hear thoughts inside my head? Because that's the weirdest thing, because that pretty much describes when my stomach didn't feel great the Friday night into Saturday morning. And I'm like, yeah, I should probably have like a relaxed day. And then it's like, or I'm kind of on vacation time here. It's time for a Miller Lite, and let's just roll right into the day, baby. 617-779-7937. Yes, there is energy and interest in the Boston Red Sox, at least based on the phone lines. So let's go to our buddy Joe in Melrose. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Melrose Joe. What's up?
I'm glad the Red Sox had a great weekend. It was fun to listen to, but they are still 46-45. They're still in fourth place, and they're not going to buy. When John Henry fired Dave Dombrowski, they said the end of like spending on high-priced free agents is over, but also spending at the deadline is over. If you remember like the 2018 trade deadline, Dombrowski spent huge, and John Henry's not going to want to do that. And they're not going to let Craig Breslow invest in this team, you know, to even give him a chance in terms of prospects or taking on contracts. Most likely they're going to do is sell Duran.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I agree to disagree with you.
Exciting.
Because, they handed Alex Bregman $40 million a year. They traded prospects, including the catcher of the damn near present, but certainly the future, in Kyle Teal, and then gave Crochet nearly $200 million. They have spent this offseason. So that argument is dated. The they don't spend argument is dated, and they have gone out there and said that they are going to spend on this team. Sam Kennedy, as recently as Thursday, I believe, said absolutely.
In one of his 19 appearances in between one of Breslow's 30 on Nesson?
100%. The campaigning has been all about adding at the deadline, having the approval, the sentiment. I believe he said something to the effect of, we're taking the same approach we did in the offseason that brought you Crochet, Bregman, and Chapman, the three guys that were named to the All-Star team this weekend. That's the approach they're taking at the trade deadline. So if I go A plus B equals C, they're looking to add an All-Star talent at the trade deadline, Dan Ball.
You are missing one key detail in all of this.
Share it with me so I can bat it away like my ignorant, blissful self will usually do.
They added in the offseason. That's great. They also subtracted a contract over $300 million because the guy got in a you-know-what-ing contest with your general manager
exactly.
and disrespected your owner.
And exactly.
Sure, they can add something, but it's not going to – they're not going to add – in my opinion, they're not going to add without also subtracting something that's going to piss you off.
As someone in this time slot used to say, you're making my point. You just told me why they have more money to spend, not less.
And they're going to spend it.
Absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely.
Really?
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Well, why are you laughing?
It's not even just a guarantee. It's a guarantee.
Because you're basing your confidence off of zero sample size other than a couple of signings this offseason, which were followed up by a trade of over $300 million.
Two signings and a trade, and you just said it yourself. Do you believe they traded Rafi Devers because of the money?
I think the reason they didn't work it out with the player is because of the contract. Yes.
No, I think the reason they bent over backwards to work it out with the damn player was the contract. And then they said, get rid of the player. And for God's sakes, please get rid of the contract because it feels less of a kick in the ass if we pay half of his salary to play somewhere else.
Two things can be true at once at the same time, though.
So what do you mean by that?
Meaning they could have wanted to have divested themselves of the contract. I think that's the primary reason, because John Henry, I think from the day the ink was dry or that the DocuSign was certified, I think he was uncomfortable with this contract, almost fully regretting it. So
I disagree. I think you divest yourself of the contract and also you
rid yourself of a problem inside the clubhouse with a crop of young kids that are highly impressionable. Why you probably tried to make it work out is because the lineup desperately needed him at the time. Turns out they're actually doing okay without him. So, point Sox, point Breslow, 2 points Henry.
So I disagree. I think if Rafi Devers was playing first base with a smile on his face and hitting 15, 17 home runs at the break and had the highest average exit velocity of any hitter in baseball, blah, 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 is the best hitter in the middle of lineup in baseball, blah, 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 I think he'd still be a member of the Boston Red Sox. I think he was traded because he tried to shove it up the owner's butt. And the owner said, nope, I own you rent. Players play and I own. Get your ass out of town. Now, I do think once they decide to get his ass out of town, there was the desire, the prerequisite, get rid of the money. I don't want to be paying that. Because to me, I've said this to you a million times. To me, that makes it worse. Like, you lose a little bit of your, like, stick your chest out that you sent the bad egg packing if you're paying $150 of the $280 million left.
Not quite as much of a statement as you're trying to make it out.
But when you get rid of the contract and say, I sent a great player packing because he didn't fit the culture, the team, the philosophy, the city, the work ethic that we wanted, which is what Sam Kennedy said last week on the Greg Hill Show, I think that allows them to stick their chest out. But as it relates to the trade deadline, I think you now have the money to go out there and spend and take on contracts and take on money, especially if you look ahead. If you think Bregman's going to opt out, if you don't think Boris is just blah, blah, blahing or actually would opt out and maybe seek a better deal in the open market, they don't have a lot of commitments to next year.
No, it's $197 million, including the potential opt-ins.
So if Bregman opts out, all of a sudden you're down to $150 million, and there's a couple more in there. You could have like $100 million in commitments. So I think they are committed to the baseball team. Jamal in the car has a great subject line. It says, Andy is right, so therefore Jamal gets to talk. What's up, Jamal?
Oh, boy, Jamal.
Yeah, feel good for like 5 seconds. I really agree with you, but I'm trying to find a reason why we're not agreeing on it for the same reasons.
Okay.
I just hate the fact that I'm agreeing with you, Andy.
Oh, relax.
Welcome to the party, Jamal. I've been holding your drink for weeks.
Yeah, but see, I think the Red Sox are doing the right thing at the right time, and they only have a couple of weeks to get this right. I think they are going to do something at the trade deadline, but if they do something, it doesn't matter, because once the Patriots starts, the Red Sox is going to be an afterthought. Once the season starts and we're done talking about the Patriots, the Red Sox, no matter what they do, they're just going to be in the backyard watching everything.
All right, thanks for the call, Jamal.
Is that who you want to align with?
Nope,
that kind
not
of
at
sentiment?
All. He didn't want to align with me, and I no longer want to align with him, because I think if the Boston Red Sox add at the trade deadline, and the Boston Red Sox are not only in the wild card chase, but maybe close the gap when the Blue Jays eventually cool off, they will this town, remember the spring. Remember heading into the season, we talked about the buzz and the desire for everybody to be engaged.
It's palpable. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's still questions with the Patriots. So let's not pretend the Patriots are kicking off the 2007 season. We're expecting them to go
17-0. They thought they were going 13-4.
Yeah, they're not. So, no, I believe that if the Red Sox invest in the team and improve the team and keep winning, the fans will very much be invested in the Boston Red Sox. WEEI Afternoons is live in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. Up next, we have three-point stance, where somebody is going to talk about a certain starter on the baseball team. I didn't say who, but that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.